I'd just like to know who's getting these really, really fast, impressive download speeds. Apparently, we're all getting around about 8 megabits per second, except for the super, obviously the super fast people who have got fiber straight to their house, and they're getting insane, 100 megabits per second, 20, 30, 40 megabits per second. Apparently rural areas are really slumming it with slow speeds, like sort of anything from 1.5 till 3. Well, I live in a not rural area. I live on the outskirts of a major city. To protect the innocent, I'm not going to say where I live, but I live 12 miles from the heart of a huge city here in the UK. And I get at best 3.5 meg megabits per second. On average, I'm sitting here on about 1, 1.5 megabits per second. I actually have a Wi-Fi dongle by the company Three that picks the 3G signal out of the air and turns it into Wi-Fi. Using that, I get 4.5 megabits per second, which is 3, 4 times as fast as my BT broadband landline internet connection. There is something wrong in this world when a Wi-Fi dongle can provide you with faster internet connection to your smartphone or PC than a dedicated landline. I could say nothing would make me happier than to be sitting here receiving the average 7 to 8 megabits per second. For me, well, that would be bliss. I mean, personally, yes, I want 200 megabits per second. I want to be able to download a movie in 20 seconds, but I would be perfectly happy being able to watch iPlayer or download web pages faster or watch YouTube videos and all of that stuff. My YouTube videos do stutter. My iPlayer does stutter. I do have problems downloading things. I'm sitting, as I say, 12 miles from the absolute heart of one of the UK's biggest cities. Not what I would call a rural area. There are no fields between me and the city centre. When I get on a bus, it's built up, built up, built up all the way, until I get into the middle of town. So, what on earth is going on? It's a fairly affluent area. The small area I'm in is in itself a very well-to-do suburb of the city. So you would think it would have the facilities and the investment from British Telecom to have good quality connections. I could say I'm not asking for the insane, download a movie in 3 seconds. I would just like this average British download speed. I'll be happy with 8 meg for starters, but like I say, I hover between 1.5 and 3, and that's using the speedtest.net website to show that, just in case anyone wonders. So, obviously, upload speeds differ from download speeds. I recognise that. I'm referring to my download speed, e.g., the speed which I can watch videos and download emails and everything. So yes, I would like to know where this mystical average is. And so technically, I must be living in the sticks. So we're talking, I must be living in the heart of, deepest Somerset or the Lake District, apparently. Well, you know what? I'm not. I'm sitting here in the middle of, like I say, in the outskirts of a major city, which in itself is very affluent. So what's going on? So come on, BT. Get your act together, and/or come on, regulators, get your act together, and just come on, everyone. We need faster internet service. Everybody needs a faster internet service. While not a human right, human rights really annoys me, but while not a right, it is becoming a requirement for modern day living, especially for the likes of home people who want to work from home and things like that. It's I know, you can never have too much capacity. I understand that, because the more you provide, it's like computers generally, the more you provide, the more everyone works them, and the more people work them, the more you have to provide, and so it goes on. But really, where is this average? I want my 8 megabits per second. Thank you very much. I look forward to it, and I'm presuming now I've said this, I will get it. Yeah, all right.